Welcome back to Las Vegas. I'm Harvey Hyde. Huddle up and buckle up as we land in South Bend, Indiana. You're listening to a cooler sports topic show every Tuesday and Wednesday night, and that's the fourth being Frank Pomarico will be joining us from Notre Dame, the 1973 captain of the Irish football team. Before we get with Frank, let's thank our weekly sponsor for this Notre Dame football report, and that's Station Casinos, STN Sports app. The most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state of Nevada. Just go to stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomarico, how are you doing, my man? And you had a big win on the West Coast.
Coach, we did have a big win, but I want to update you about what's going on here today. We had about 3 inches of snow, and it got as low as 12 degrees, the wind chill factor. Coach, it seems like we're in the middle of January here, but it was a little tough. I had to go to Michigan, to Ann Arbor, actually, and the ride there and back was quite exciting, especially in the morning when the roads weren't quite as clear as they could be. But on the way back, it was much better, and the sun came out. It was still cold, about 22 degrees. But the sun came out. But you're right. We did have a great win in Stanford. And it was a great way to end up the regular season. Coach, I think
football's been great the entire year. And, of course, the Irish football program went 9-3 this year. And, well, that's good as far as most football programs are concerned. It's great when you can go bowling. And I think that's something you're very proud of there, the tradition of Notre Dame football and the way you guys have battled the entire season. And now, Frank, you're in a position where you're going to go probably, I would consider, at least think, to a very serious bowl game.
Well, Coach, I think they're talking about the old Outback Bowl. I think it's something else now, or maybe the one in the old Holiday Bowl out in San Diego. So these are two that are pretty close to January 1st. I think it'll be a great venue for these young men to play in. You know, Coach, so many fans, they get a little disappointed with a 9-3 season. I tell you, there's a lot of schools that would love a 9-3 season. And when you have a young coach, there are a lot of things that have to be ironed out. And this year, we're ironing out some of those things. I was talking with James Amade about some of the things that have happened. And we were talking about Eric Parsegian and some of the things that were so good for him. He set a culture that everybody was not rebuilding. They were reloading every year. And there was a thought that we were going to have a very successful year. And if we didn't, Coach, we still enjoyed the battles that we had, whether we won or we lost. And the fans did, too, because everybody was behind Coach Parsegian. And that's the kind of culture I think that Marcus Freeman is going to have to develop, too. This is something that takes some time. Ara was the head coach for 14 years before he got the Notre Dame job. And this is only Marcus Freeman's second year. So there's a little bit of a learning process going on. Most people don't do it at Notre Dame, but this is an opportunity that he has. And people that get a chance to coach at Notre Dame, even though they didn't have a lot of experience, is not going to turn it down. So this is what's happening. And I think it's great that they're going to be going to a bowl game. We don't know who's going to play and who's not going to play. Because when you have that situation where kids are now thinking about their NFL possibilities, we have Estime, we have Joe Alt, we have Sam Hartman that may say, hey, I don't want to get hurt in this game. I want to save myself for the NFL. And there's a couple of other ones that are thinking about it too. So this is another little tweak that we have to think about. If we're playing LSU, is Daniels going to play? Their quarterback, because he's a Heisman Trophy candidate. Is he gonna take a chance in getting hurt if in a non-playoff situation? So this is something you have to think about. There was a linebacker Notre Dame had, was a number one round pick a couple of years ago, maybe 10 years ago now. His name was Jalen Smith. He blows his knee out in a bowl game. I think it was, I want to say it was the Fiesta Bowl. Maybe it was the Cotton Bowl. I forget now. But it cost him a round or two of getting drafted. And so that's the chance that some of these guys have to take. So we'll see what happens on that.
Frank, I know in our day you wouldn't miss a bowl game, okay? You never even thought about the NFL. In fact, your team would look at you like you were crazy if you're going to miss a bowl game because you work for that for the entire year. But today, I think with the money that's in the NFL or so on, these kids think about that, or in some cases their agents convince them of doing that. I don't like it. I think when you start something, you've got to finish something. I think that's the same way it should be as a coach. A coach that coaches a team the entire year should not be able to leave a football program until they've completed what they're doing. And I'm not quite sure what's happening in college football regarding that. But, kids today have different alternatives in mind rather than sometimes finishing the job.
Oh, I agree. And I think if we talk a little bit right now about this year and this Notre Dame team, James and I were talking about who is the MVP of the offense, who is the MVP of the defense. And, Coach, we came up with two players, I think, that are pretty good players and guys that have a tremendous impact, not only on the stats, but also on how they were looked at by their teammates. And the offensive player of the year that we picked was Estime. And I think he was somebody that gave a tremendous effort all the time. He had over 1,300 yards. He had 18 touchdowns. And, Coach, he was a force to be reckoned with by the opponents. They had to stop him. And if they did, they had a better chance of winning. Now, on defense, we went with J.D. Bertrand, who is a good tackler, had 75 tackles. He's had more in the past. In 21, he had 102, and he had 82 in 2022. But, Coach, the consistency that he brought to the program, the spirit he brought to the program, and the emotional stability that he brought to the other players, they always felt better when he was in there. So those are the two guys that we felt that were MVP of the offense and the defense. And, Coach, I think those are two pretty good picks.
You know, one thing, Frank, when you're an independent like Notre Dame is, there isn't such an all-conference team. You're either an All-American, first, second, or third team, or some Doak Walker Award winner or whatever. You really never have the opportunity of being on an all-conference football team.
No, I think that's right. When you're in the Big Ten, you can become all Big Ten, first or second team, or even honorable mention, which is really a nice accolade to have. You even can be an all-academic team in the Big Ten, which is, again, I'm closest to that because my son played at Michigan. Oh, that's another game, Coach, we watched last weekend. My son and I watched that. Actually, our whole family did. We were kind of wrapped up in that Ohio State Michigan game. It was a great game for the Wolverines playing without their head coach. My son was on top of the world when they won. So that's a little bit of a side note there. But I agree. And I think that anytime you can get a little piece of recognition by a league, that is a special thing that you can take with you for the rest of your life, really.
Frank Pomerico joins us here at our weekly Notre Dame football report. You know, Frank, we haven't mentioned much about the ninth victory against Stanford this past weekend. It seems as though the offense was clicking, the defense was clicking, and it was a nice trip home, 56-23 Notre Dame.
Coach, what a great game for the Irish. To me, it was almost like a culmination of the frustration they had all year. They ran for 381 yards. Estime had 238 yards, four touchdowns, Coach. I mean, this guy was running through like a hot knife through butter through that defense. And the Irish only threw for 140 yards. And I think Sam Hartman was happy to just hand the ball off to the different backs so that they could gain yardage. They scored on offense. They scored on specialty teams. They were recovering fumbles. Notre Dame was, it was a full victory for the, whole team. And coach, that comes to the point now where I think when you look at Stanford, they're one of the teams right now that's really shying away from the portal use. Daniels, their quarterback, is a good player. He had 152 yards passing. Lamson had 10 catches for 82 yards. 10 rushes for 82 yards. And Emmett Smith Jr. had 7 catches for 116 yards. That's a pretty good performance by those guys. They are not taking portal people right now. And I think if they want to stick to their guns and try to make it with their own players, and that may take some time with this new coach that they have, but I think he's a solid guy and somebody that's going to be successful as he goes along and builds his program. I think other schools should take heed from what he's doing and try to do the same thing themselves. I think that Clemson is trying to do something pretty similar too. Coach, I do want to mention a couple of things here before we wrap up. But there's some talk about the offensive coordinator at Notre Dame, Jared Parker. Is he staying? Is he going? There was talk today that they want him to stay. They think after just 1 year, maybe his whole offense isn't really absorbed by the offensive team. And now next year, we're going to have new players in place, a whole new reconstructed offensive line. We're going to have a new quarterback. There's going to be some new receivers. It almost seems like you're going to have a totally new team. So there's going to be some teaching involved here, and I think it's something that Parker will grow, and his culture will be absorbed by the team. The other thing, I was talking with James about this as well, Freeman wants Al Golden to stay. He wants him to be the defensive coordinator. He's had a great year. But one of the things that he's in a prime age to become a head coach. He was a head coach at Temple. He was a head coach at Miami. And I think in both places, at Temple he was successful, not as successful as Miami. There are some jobs opening up now, coach. And you know there's going to be a number of jobs that open up that he can fit into. Syracuse is one of them. Just opened up recently. Dino Barber was released there. So that's a possibility for him. Plus, I know there's going to be many more to come. These people probably will leave if he does get a job. He will leave before the bowl game or after the bowl game. That is to be determined. But a lot of times people want to get going with their new job, hiring staff, get to know their players in the situation. So that may be an issue. Now, in the portal, they're talking about quarterbacks coming into Notre Dame. The three we're hearing is Riley Leonard at Duke. He just lost his head coach and went to Texas A&M, Elko. The second one is Cam Ward, who can throw the heck out of the ball, coach, from Washington State. He threw for 3,700 yards, 25 touchdowns, and only 7 interceptions. And the other one is Will Howard from Kansas State. Now, these are all really seasoned players. Now, where does that put Angeli? Where does that put Minchie? And where does that put C.J. Carr, who's coming in January? These are quarterbacks that are at Notre Dame now. I think that if they see the writing on the wall, especially Angeli and Minchie, they may opt for the portal themselves. This is going to be something that really is not a pleasant thing for young college kids to go through. But I think that's what's going to happen in the near future. So we'll see what happens.
Well, Frank, those are three outstanding quarterbacks. And, wow, I wasn't aware of all three of those, considering the portal at Notre Dame, or Notre Dame considering them. So maybe by next week we'll know a little bit more about who's doing what. But, Frank, you know, I want to thank you, man. You bring us all this information along with James every week as far as Notre Dame football. Notre Dame football has fans all over the world, and, again, you share this with us. I want to thank you very much for joining us. I want to wish you a great another college football weekend. How about this weekend? Wow, Michigan and Iowa, Alabama and Georgia. I mean, how can you beat this, Frank? It can't get any better, and, again, we'll be talking about it next week on our Notre Dame football report. So, Frank, again, thank you for joining us.
Coach, my pleasure. And James said to say hi to you.
Well, you tell James the same thing. Okay, buddy?
All right, Coach. Thanks, Ian.
Okay. Thank you. That's Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. We want to thank our sponsor for this segment weekly at Station Casinos, STN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state of Nevada. Just go to stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. When we come back, let's talk about a coach that does nothing but win, and that's Coach Lindy Rock, the head women's basketball coach at UNLV. Again, you're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. I'm Harvey Hyde. Buckle up. We'll be right back.